We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We had three mahalchim to answer the shita of Reb Shimon that says that if someone steals kachem from someone's house, a kachem that the owner is chayiv achrusa, the halacha is the ganev is like a regular ganev. He pays kefil, he pays dal v'hei, all the regular dinim of a ganev. And the Gemara's kasha was that Reb Shimon's own shita is that if you make a shkita she'ein aruya, that's not a good shkita. And the chari here, it was kachem. He stole kachem. Kachem that you shecht in your house or in the shlachtois is possible because it's chulim mechutz. It's shchutei chutz. You shecht the kachem bechutz. You shecht the kachem bechutz. And it's shchutei chutz. So chari, it's not kachem. So Gemara had three mahakam to answer that. Rav Dimi B'Shem Rav Yechon answered that the case was he shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Tamim shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and he did it Shlushem Bailim, but the Nishbach Adam. So therefore, he never it's a good Shechita, but he never gave it back to the Bailim, so that's why he's Chayiv. Ravin said he did a Shechita Shlushem Bailim. Therefore, he's also not considered returning to the Bailim. But it's a good Shechita, it's Shechita Ruya, because it's Shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. The third teretz was it was a Baal Mum, and therefore you let a shecht it outside, because it's a Baal Mum, and you shecht it outside. And whereas Kasha was, the Lechaira, Beshat Shechita wasn't Kasha to eat yet, because it didn't do Zrika yet. The Gemara says, Kalayim Elizra Kazaragdami. And the Gemara Kasha was about a Baal Mum. It wasn't Padu yet. It's still hektish. So hekti a shecht it for yourself, even Bechot, mine's still hektish. The Gemara says, Kalayim Elifta is a Kapadu Dami. So now the Gemara is going to bring up a car for Kalayim Elifta is Kapadu Dami. How do we know? The time of the Braisa, Rav Shimon Aymer, Para Metama Tumas Eichlim. Like we said in yesterday's shir, that according to Rav Shimon, you can't have tuma on a food unless it has a shame Eichel, which means it can't be Asa Bahana, it has to be royal to eat for someone. So a Para Aduma is Asa Bahana. So here it says, still, Matama Tumas Eichlim. Why? Hoyle Vahoyle Hoysla Shasa Kosher. It had a time when I could eat it. Even when I shechted it, it had a Taras Eichlim after the Shechita. After I shechted it, it's going to be a Parah Aduma. So how could it be called a Shasa Kosher? So the Gemara says, on Ayin Zayin on Beis, Vam Rash Lakish, Oymoy Rab Shimon, Parah Niftas Agab Mirachta. You're allowed to be Paida a Parah even after you shechted it. Which Rashi explains means, if you find a nicer Parah, after the Shechita, you can be paid it. So I had a Shasa Kosher, because it could be paid it. I can be paid it. Alma Kol Omer Liftos Kepadu Dami. You see from here, whatever is Omer Liftos is considered Padu Dami, Akadekach, it's called the Eichel. A Parah Aduma is called the Eichel. There's a little bit of Ara over here, that Tosfos of Ayin Vav Amud Beis explains, when you say Kol Omer Lizrik Kazarik Dami, Kol Omer Lizrik Dami, what's a pshat? Somebody has a mitzvah to make a Zrika, it's Kilo I did already. But somebody has a mitzvah to be paid it, let's say a Baal Mum, it's okay, so the mitzvah to be paid it, it's called Omer Liftos Kepadu Dami. Here, is there a mitzvah to be paid a Parah Aduma? A mitzvah, not Omer Liftos? If I find something new, I have a head to be paid it. So Rav Chaim Vassaman asks his kasha, he says, the Chaira, what's the call Omer Liftos Kepadu Dami over here? And the only thing I can think of is, obviously Rav Chaim would have thought of it himself, but that Yekataina, that since if you find something, maybe here the case was, there was a nicer Parah here. And there, it's taka mitzvah maybe to pay this. So then that's the case that of calling lifters. Doesn't sound like it. It's not like every time it's called the eichel. So it's a little bit of ara, we're at a teretz, that kolayim lifters kvardom is dafkwin's a mitzvah. Here, chayra, it's not a mitzvah. But in any case, we see this yisoid. Kolayim lifters is kepadu dami. And therefore, we have answered all the three trutzim that kolayim lizer kazarag dami, and kolayim lifters kepadu dami. Now we're going to analyze why didn't Rabbi Yechon like a Shlokas Teretz, why a Shlokas like a regular Teretz. We said there's three Terutzim, basically the two Terutzim are Rabbi Yechon talking about a complete carbon, and you brought it b'fnim, and somehow was not called returning to the Bailim, either because Nishbach Adam or Kisloyishma. And Rabbi Shlokas answered the Teretz that's called Shechita Ru'uya because of Baal Mum, and Baal Mum because Shech Mechutz, and you call him Lifus Kvar Adami. So Bishon Rabbi Yechon, Le'am, Kishlokas, Shemilokas, you know why? He wants that sign of Mishnah even by Tamimim. He doesn't want that sign of Mishnah Dafka Baal Mum. He holds that's a Daichik. That's a Baal Mum. El Rosh Lakish, my time learning with Rabbi Yechon. Why don't Rosh Lakish say like Rabbi Yechon? Rosh Lakish say like Rabbi Yechon. It's a beautiful pshat that it was a Tamim. I did it Shloya Shem Baalim or Nisbach Adam. It's a nice pshat. Why don't Shlokish, what does Rosh Lakish have against Rabbi Yechon's pshat? Om Allah, I'll tell you what I have against the pshat. But Tvachoy Emacharim. Which means like this, that here we're saying, you're chayev for shechting it. Let's say he would sell this kachim. So then, the halacha will be, we're talking about a tamim, right? We brought it, according to Rechim, you brought it inside the Mesmik, that's what's called Shchiduriyah. Let's say I took this oila, or this khatas, or the shlomim, and I sold it. The sale would not work. You can't sell hektish. It belongs to hektish wherever it goes. You can't sell it. Since it's not shaykh on this carbon to have machar, it can't be chayiv on the tavach either. Because he makes a drasha. But tavach and machar, chalach is isa mechira, if it has the mechira, isa b'ticha, then it has the ticha. Less of a chira, less of a ticha. Vahani kachim, this kachim, that's a tam, that's a tamim. Hoyal dechim is mazvin kachim leav mechira. Just since if you sell it, it's not a mechira. Less no b'ticha. There's no chira of ticha. But the case of a shlakish of a balmum, the mechira works because a mechira is a form of pidyon. It's transferring it onto the money. So mechira is a form of pidyon. You could sell it. So therefore, it's a shayach mechira, shayach tvicha. That's what Shlokas didn't like Royekon's Teretz. Because he says, a tam is not shayach mechira. You have to have a tvachah yamachara. And when Shlokas says, it's talking about mum, and therefore it's good, because there you have both tvachah yamachara. And the Gemara says, but also the tamayah, this Chalikas, Royekon and Shlokas, you need both. You need to have, be able to have both, is the tamayah in a different Chalikas. The itmar, hamoyche treifa, if someone sells a treifa, which means he steals a treifa and he sells it. So what do you think? Is that called tavach? You know, that chiv a makar, chayv dav hay. If you sell a treifa, is that chayv dav hay? L'divrei Rav Shimon, because why the Rav Shimon? Because if you're Rav Shimon, if you shech the treifa, it's shechita shein ruya. It's not chayv shechita. So what happens if you sell a treifa? You steal a treifa and you sell it. Are you chayv? A meicha treifa l'divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Yechon am a chayv. Shlokas am a pata. Rav Yechon am a chayv. Why? Because meisa, it's a good sale. I have less of a tvicha because it's not no good tvicha because any ruya is the mechira. There's a mechira. Rav Shlokash Amar Pata, kim less of a tvicha, less of a mechira. He tells you don't have tvicha, you don't have mechira. And here you can't have tvicha because any ruya. It's all the shitasa. Rav Shlokash holds, you have to be able to have both. And that's why he didn't design by tovim, because you don't have both. And the same like is by treifa. If you sell a treifa, it should be regular tavach, regular dinam machar, dal pe dal hey, why not? It's a good mechira. It was a chulin. Treifa was chulin. It was not kachim. Teretz is, Rav Shlokas holds pata, why? Because I can't, because of fear of Shimon, if I shechted, it's ain't a ruya. So if you can't have a tacha, you can't have a machara. But Rav Yechon says, no, you could. So this also tell me, that because Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokas. I've had a answer, huh? It's same Teretz, really. This is Ovens of Shem Yechon and Rav of Shem Yechon. All Rav Yechon, both Rav Yechon. They're both Rav Yechon's Teretz. Rav Yechon's Teretz is talking about Tmimim, and Rav Shlokas is talking about Mum. Both Tmimim, the two ways to say Tmimim. Either one's a Nishbach, and the other tamimim is because of shleilah shein ba'alim. That's the same teretz. Both are b'yechidon, and they're both the same type of mahalach. Both are tamimim. There's different ways why it's not called hashava le'ba'alim. Either because of nishbach or because of shleilah shein ba'alim. But it's all the same mahalach. So you have b'yechidon's teretz of tamimim and Rav Shlokas' teretz of ba'amum. So you're covering all the bases over here. Covering all the bases. The only time we say maybe a chilik is the more kasha, but in lizard it's the only time we say a chilik, but they're all the same teretz. And we're saying that Rav Yechon said Tmimim because more Mustafa said Tmimim. Shlokas says Balmum because he doesn't hold Tmimim. Because by Tmimim, you can't have a Mechira. If you can't have a Mechira, you also can't have a Tvicha. And it's Ozdal Tamayu, these two Machlaikasim.